Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures. And now it's time for IP News. We're going to be talking about patent rankings, and it's a little bit different than what you might think. China now files roughly 1.5 million patent applications per year. That's more than the United States, Japan, and South Korea combined. And it's reshaped how people think about global innovation.
But as with most big numbers, the story gets a little more interesting when you look at where and how those patents are being filed. So it's a little misleading.
Right. Well, according to the World Intellectual Property Organization, or WIPO, China ranks first globally in total patent filings with about 1.5 to 1.6 million applications annually. The U.S. comes in second at roughly 600,000, followed by Japan, South Korea, and Germany.
So it looks like China is completely dominating. But then you have to look at their filing patterns. Are they just doing it within their own country? Like, is in, and it's easy to get because they're their own patents. So they're just like, yes, you can have it. Or are they trying to get it in other countries where it might be a little harder?
Exactly. The majority of Chinese patent applications are filed domestically, that is, inside of China. By contrast, the U.S., Japanese, and European companies file a much higher percentage of their patents internationally, where protection is broader and more expensive.
Right. And the other thing about the Chinese patents, so in the United States, when we do a patent at Gearhart Law, when you do a patent, you try to get as much coverage as possible. So you try to make the claims as broad as possible. And in China, they're like really narrowing those in. So it's really easy to get a patent if you're just like really claiming something super specific. So that's part of the makeup.
And the other part of it, too, is that the Chinese government actually pays for a lot of the patents. So they have a program now where they are really trying to incentivize businesses to file patents. They're out for world domination, I guess.
Who isn't these days?
Yes. Oh, God.
I know. So, but, you know, in the U.S., the patents are often higher value, so they're designed more for enforcement or licensing or global commercialization. So they're a little broader.
Absolutely. And, you know, the U.S. patents are designed for international and a global system. Patents are a form of competitive intelligence, and they show where companies are investing and where the industries are going and what the future markets are likely to be like.
Right. So, for instance, like we used to look at Apple patents to say, okay, what is Apple going to invent next? I remember years ago they had a patent for a laptop with a glass cover, and you're thinking so they could charge it with solar energy maybe in the desert or something. Anyway, for people that are listening, the entrepreneurs, the takeaway is not that one country is winning or not, but that you have to put things in context.
Right. Absolutely. And that's it for intellectual property news.